Hello, Mixed Neck Cases. This is Nuke Jess, and this is day 14 of the dog days of podcasting. So my plan worked, I'm really glad that I did it because I wasn't able to record at all this weekend. So I had pre-recorded. I got myself 3 days ahead of time so that I was good to go. And then my recording for yesterday, I recorded on Friday or Thursday. I can't remember. Oh, Thursday. That's when I recorded. I recorded it on Thursday. And what had happened was our internet went down to a slow crawl just as I was posting it. Said, okay, I'll wake up tomorrow morning and I'll do it before we leave. And then I woke up the next morning and it was still a problem. So the problem was we could go to Facebook and you could read everything. You just couldn't see any new pictures. You could Google to your heart's content. But as soon as you tried to click on any other page, it didn't work. And some of YouTube worked. So the top three sites worked and nothing else worked. We tried rebooting the router, checking everything, couldn't figure it out. And you said, you know what? Let's just go and it'll be fixed when we get home. And I'll just post from the hotel. No big deal. I wasn't bringing my computer. I said, I'll just use a thumb drive and upload it. No big deal, from the business center. Okay, the business center at our hotel was horrible. Like, all it is for checking your flights or whatever. You can't upload anything. You can't. Halfway through trying to create the post on my WordPress, it told me that I couldn't access that page. It was horrendous. So I ended up doing it on my iPad. So what I had to do, I had already FTP'd it, but what I had to my server, but what I had to do in order to get it on the Patreon feed is I had to share it to Dropbox and then upload from Dropbox to Patreon and then create the post there. And then I could do everything that I needed to do on my iPad, all using desktop site on the browser of my iPad. I was able to do it. I was very happy. And I said, okay, that's fine. I'll record something later after we go for training. That didn't happen because we went for training and we trained for a good 2 hours. And then we went for dinner with pretty much everybody that we trained with. And we didn't get back to the hotel till like 12:30. Yeah, I wasn't recording anything. Then the next day I said, that's okay. I'll have time today to record something. And then, well, with 3 2-hour training sessions and a big meal again with everyone and being very, very sore and whiny, no, it wasn't happening either. And what actually was nice was because we all got back at a relatively reasonable hour, everybody went and we met in the pool. And we all went for a swim in the pool. And then we continued doing Aikido in the pool, which was a lot of fun. And so then I didn't end up recording anything at the hotel at all. And then Sunday went training again. And then we went home. And then I slept. And yeah, I wasn't having anything last night either because I knew I was safe. I knew that I had up until today recorded. So I said, I'm just going to stick with the plan. It was a great weekend. It was a lot of fun. The sensei at that dojo and I just had way too much fun working together. It helps that we really like each other. And the son of the founder of our art was really neat. Had a couple of really good conversations with him, which, you know, was a little tricky. His English is pretty good, but, well, I'll tell you, his English is a hell of a lot better than my Japanese. But, you know, we had some fun conversations. There's a couple cultural differences that I'm just going to overlook there, but I learned a lot and it was a lot of fun. I was really glad that as many people from my dojo were there. So it was me, Tech, the father-daughter training partner pair, and a friend of ours who is a cop who also trains with us. So we all went. And additionally, there's a guy that used to train at our dojo, went off, ran his own dojo, took over a dojo for somebody else, has moved around, yada, yada, now trains out of Guelph. And we'll come up to our dojo every now and then on a Sunday and joins us for a Sunday class. So We still kind of count him as part of our dojo. He was there as well. And it was really neat, you know, just kind of having that camaraderie there. And there's something really neat about going to these big Kenshus and coming with a whole mess of people from our dojo. We kind of have a reputation of so a dojo swarm is kind of a bad thing. It's generally when another dojo just kind of invades another dojo and tests people out. But we dojo swarm in a good way, in the sense that we go to, you know, a training weekend and we just bring a lot of support and have a lot of fun. So that was great. And then a friend of ours, he is with BACA, which is Bikers Against Child Abuse. And we invite in from that area that we were in, and we invited him to come and teach and talk to the sensei, because we thought that they could help each other out. You know, the bikers kind of wanted, you know, to know, how do we handle if anybody tries to get physical without, you know, us ending up going in jail for assault? Because it'd be really easy to do that, considering the people that they'd be interacting with. But also they wanted something for the kids that they help. You know, something that's a little bit empowering. So as it turns out, the dojo is going to do a whole seminar just for the bikers and for the kids that they service, which is really great. And it was neat because, you know, being able to see those two worlds collide and getting them to meet each other and, you know, positive connections, good community. And so then Shioda, the Soke, the big sensei from Japan, he got to talking to him and was interested in everything that was happening, and ended up taking pictures with the bikers and getting on the bikes. And he's a little tiny Asian man just getting on this giant Harley. It was kind of a fun thing to see, but we had so much fun. It was fantastic. I'm so glad that we went. Yeah. So today I'm going to, this has nothing to do with my weekend, but I am going to talk about a documentary that I saw that everybody has been telling me about, and I think that it is really worth watching. It's called The Search for General Tso, or Chow, or however you want to say it. There's actually a whole point in the documentary that no one can agree on how it's pronounced, and where the food, the dish came from, the different styles of it, how Chinese food has spread throughout North America, how it got its foothold, all of that. It's really fascinating, and I highly recommend it. And of course, you're going to eat this with some General Tso's chicken, right? You gotta. It's delicious.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.